Isaiah chapter 21. The vision concerning the wilderness around the sea. As whirlwinds in the south pass through, so it comes from the desert, from a terrible land. A grievous vision is declared to me. The treacherous dealer deals treacherously, and the spoiler spoils. Go up, O Elam. Besiege, O Media. All its sighing I have caused to cease. Therefore my hips are filled with pain. Pains have taken hold upon me, as the pains of a woman in childbirth. I was bowed down at the hearing of it. I was dismayed at the seeing of it. My heart panted, fearfulness frightened me, the night of my pleasure he has turned into fear to me. Prepare the table, watch in the watchtower, eat, drink, arise, you princes, and anoint the shield. Because this is what the Lord has said to me, go, set a watchman, let him declare what he sees. And he saw a chariot with a couple of horsemen, a chariot of donkeys, and a chariot of camels, and he listened diligently with much intent. And he cried, a lion. My lord, I stand continually upon the watchtower in the daytime, and I am set in my ward whole nights. And, look, here comes a chariot of men, with a couple of horsemen. And he answered and said, Babylon is fallen. And all the graven images of her gods he has broken to the ground. O my threshing, and the corn of my floor. That which I have heard of the Lord Jehovah, of hosts, armies, multitudes, the God of Israel, I have declared to you. The vision concerning Duma. He calls to me out of Seir, Watchman, what of the night? Watchman, what of the night? The watchman said, the morning comes, and also the night, if you will inquire, inquire yes. Return, come. The vision concerning Arabia. In the forest in Arabia you will lodge, O you traveling caravans of Dedan. Those who live in the land of Tema brought water to those who were thirsty, they brought bread to those who fled. Because they fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, and from the bent bow, and from the grievousness of war. Because this is what the Lord said to me. Within a year, according to the years of a hireling, and all the glory of Kedar will fail. And the remnant of the number of archers, the mighty men of the children of Kedar, will be diminished. Because the Lord Jehovah God of Israel has spoken it.